This is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President-elect Joe Biden has led the nation in a ceremony honoring the American lives lost to COVID-19. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Hallelujah.
On the eve of his inauguration, President-elect Biden stood at the Lincoln Memorial in a tribute to the nearly 400,000 U.S. coronavirus victims.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal.
400 lights were illuminated around the Lincoln Memorial's reflecting pool as cities across the country lit buildings and landmarks and rang church bells. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a farewell video to the nation on his last full day in office, President Trump says his administration has worked hard to end the virus pandemic.
We grieve for every life lost, and we pledge in their memory to wipe out this horrible pandemic once and for all.
And President Trump says he wishes the Biden administration well without naming his successor.
This week we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck, a very important word.
12 U.S. National Guard members have been removed from securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after vetting by the FBI, including two who posted extremist views about the Wednesday event. There were no specific threat to Biden. Two U.S. officials told the Associated Press all 12 were found to have ties with right-wing militia groups or posted extremist views online. The officials, a senior intelligence official and an Army official briefed on the matter, did not say which fringe groups the Guard members belonged to or what unit they served in. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. State spending will shrink by 2% over the next couple of years. That's Governor Sisolak's proposed budget, a reflection of the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on Nevada's economy. The governor proposed general fund budget of almost $8.7 billion, and it's $187 million less than the current budget. The governor says he is committed to staying flexible and working closely with the state legislature. State GOP leaders say they think the governor's budget proposal might be overly optimistic about Nevada's economic strength while dealing with the coronavirus outbreak. More than 100 firefighters battled a massive overnight fire at an under-construction apartment complex located at Tropicana and Fort Apache before finally bringing it under control this morning. Firefighters from all departments across the valley helped battle that fire at the 206-unit complex, which was about 50% completed. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. No injuries were reported. The new COVID-19 vaccination site at the Encore opened yesterday without a hitch. The site run by UMC is now serving Nevadans who are 70 or older. You can make an appointment by going to umcsn.com/COVID-vaccine.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, steady flows as you work your way through the resort area of the 15, both directions between Sunset and Owens. No big delays there. Congestion on the Beltway, 215 North at Pebble, 215 West at Gibson. And lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Lamb Boulevard as bridge reconstruction continues.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. The 5 o'clock hour of Live and Local. We're going to have a new president tomorrow at about 9 a.m. our time. It's going to be a very, very different experience. I don't know what to expect. I really honestly don't. Joe Manchin. We pray that he's going to be true to his word. We'll talk about that. But joining us now, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And she was in Washington on January 6th. And she is, I'm not sure if she's back in Nevada, but let's find out. Megan, how you doing? How are you holding up?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have bouts of depression and, thinking of, well, we can fight this, and I don't know how we're going to fight it. Tell me how you're feeling on this day before the inauguration.
Well, I can tell you that I'm probably feeling like the rest of 75-80 million Americans feel, and as though we've been robbed, and many of us are screaming "I told you so" at the Republican Party. They debated censorship. They wrote about censorship. They talked about censorship. They had hearings about censorship. And yet they did nothing about censorship. And now those that speak out in protest and actually show true dissent to our corrupt government are now labeled as domestic terrorists. And for that, we need to be deplatformed. Look what just happened to Mike Lindell today from the woke corporate culture. It was Kohl's is going to stop selling his MyPillow product. Wayfair is going to stop selling his product. And it is the demonization and the criminalization of conservatives that the Democrats are after. They're not. If you don't realize that the Democrats aren't about bipartisanship yet, you haven't been paying attention. They don't want to work across the aisles, okay? They want to silence you and disarm you, period. Why do you think they attack the First Amendment? Why do you think they attack the Second Amendment? Because they want to silence you and disarm you, and they will use any method necessary, as we've seen just since November, 4th?
Let me just ask you, though. How can they cripple somebody like Mike Lindell, who all he's got to do is go on the TV and run commercials of his pillows and his dream sheets and sell them? I mean, we can do the same thing we did for Chick-fil-A.
Well, wait until, like, you know, who's his server host? I hope his website and domain is protected.
Wow. By the way, speaking of that, I want to get that at the front of the interview before we get to the other stuff. Tell me about your situation and where you are.
It got worse. So I thought I had found a new platform for my weekly newsletter. And I have, you know, thousands and thousands of subscribers. They did not allow me to. They flagged my second newsletter and said that they had found something in it that went against some policy of theirs. And they removed my newsletter from their platform. So I no longer have another newsletter platform right now. So I have to go find another one. And what's interesting, Kevin, is I'm simply just publishing headlines. They're just headlines. I'm taking headlines from the New York Post. I'm taking headlines from Newsweek. I'm taking headlines from The Federalist. Just a ton of different reading materials, what I read all week and do show prep on. I include those in my daily newsletter. Some articles people probably miss because it's not making front page news when it should. And again, I was deplatformed. Again, I literally have zero traffic on my Facebook. I went from hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views, half a million views to a million views. I'm down to like 300 views. Like, I can't speak freely.
Do they give you a reason? Does anybody write you an email or whatever and say, by the way,
no,
this is being taken down because this is false, this is false, this is false? Is it a fact-checking thing?
No. And they're very vague. So now I have to go back and write a letter of contest and ask them what exactly was either offensive or went against company guidelines. Where did the offense occur? Because like I said, these are simply just, I'm taking headlines, republishing headlines, linking articles. It's like a mini Drudge, right? You just click, or I shouldn't say Drudge, because a mini Bongino, if you will.
Yeah.
So I'm taking headlines from other articles, collating them into a newsletter and onto my website, including weekly videos. You know, does anybody even know the name Johnson? James Earl Johnson? You know, everyone should be, John Earl Sullivan. John Earl Sullivan. Everyone should know John Earl Sullivan. That should be a household name. Who is it? He was the BLM mastermind, the insurgent behind the riot on the Capitol. He was the instigator. He incited a riot, yet he had a press pass. He actually walked in with CNN. I want to know how a black liberation Marxist insurgent, who literally was a proud insurgent, who said that he had to march into the White House and rip the president out of the White House. So this is the type of information that they want to squash, that the American public actually has a right to know. And that's dangerous.
So how long are you down for, or are you permanently banned like the president?
I'm not banned on Twitter yet. I'm so surprised I'm not. Parler is obviously down. Clout Hub is slower than dirt. Facebook is useless. I got flagged for having stopped the steal on my Facebook page from last November. And they said they were going to remove my personal page because I had mentioned the three words, stop the steal. So now they're criminalizing speech. This is 1984. I want to know what words were used to incite the Black Lives Matter riot. You know, they are criminalizing conservative speech. They are criminalizing peaceful protests and turning them into riots. When we were told for 6 months that the riots we had witnessed that caused $3 billion in damage across the country, we couldn't blame, you know, we couldn't blame the whole movement on just a few bad actors. And does anybody find it odd, Kevin, that we have 25,000 National Guard troops surrounding our Capitol? Is there anybody in the mainstream media asking why? No one can tell me that there are threats of armed protest. There have been no calls for armed protest to unseat Biden or to block the inauguration of Biden. If anyone's making those, again, it's a left false flag.
Well, my question would be, though, we see what they've done to our nation's capital. They've militarized it to the nth degree. It looks more like a supermax prison than the nation's capital. I'm sorry?
It looks like North Korea. Remember when the left was basically having a complete another psychotic meltdown over the fact that Trump wanted to have a military parade? They compared a military parade to the North Korean communist dictatorship. But yet they're having what seems to be a huge military parade with 25,000 National Guardsmen all over D.C. under Mayor Bowser's orders. That's why Trump should have federalized the National Guard.
Wow. Wow. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. We're talking about...
In D.C., Trump should have federalized the National Guard.
Oh, no. No, absolutely.
When the Black Lives Matter protests started throwing incendiary devices at the White House. That's when the National Guard should have been federalized in D.C.
Good point. More with Megan Barth coming up. We're going to talk about what lies beyond tomorrow. How bad can it really get? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Can you think of a better way to begin a new year than to be able to do the things you love to do because you have more feeling in your feet and hands? This is Kevin Ward back again for Dr. Joshua Purcell, D.C. at Active Life Health and Wellness. I'm playing better golf, in fact, some of the best in my life, and getting better sleep since I've been getting treatments for my neuropathy with no surgery, no medication, and no injections. It's why you need to be on the Active Life Health and Wellness Plan that focuses in on increasing blood flow to repair those damaged nerves. I just turned 60, but it doesn't matter how old you are. Get started today and keep doing the things you love. I've been making incredible strides and know you will too. Reserve your spot at the next seminar on how to reverse your neuropathy naturally. Call Active Life Health and Wellness at 702-500-0839. That's 702-500-0839.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. One more time. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. How bad can it get? The president-elect will become president at 12 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock our time tomorrow. How much damage can he do, especially in the first 2 years until we take over the House or take over the Senate?
Well, I mean, it's being well, I guess we could just start at the most obvious. The assistant secretary of health is a transgender woman or man who became a woman. I don't know how they do that. But anyway, formerly a man, now a woman. She was the director of health for the state of Pennsylvania. And she removed her mother from a nursing home before she sent six COVID patients to that nursing home. And she's responsible for probably 7,000 elderly deaths alone in the state of Pennsylvania. That's his pick for the assistant secretary of the Department of Health.
Wow.
He says he's going to immediately shut down the Keystone Pipeline so we can kiss tens of thousands of jobs away, especially up in the Dakotas. He is going to re-sign the Paris Accord so we can spend $1 billion to China. I guess that's the payback, and China won't have to pay anything. That's just a massive redistribution of wealth scheme. So as the country becomes poorer, China will become richer. So that's really what Joe Biden's foreign policy is going to boil down to, is make China great again and make America poor again. So save your pennies, folks, because the taxes are a-coming.
Now the question is, and all of us who are conservatives, all of us who are Republicans, we are not looking forward to tomorrow, but it's coming. Now the question is, how do we begin to pick up the pieces and fight back. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't use the word fight anymore because that might incite insurrection. We wouldn't want that now, would we? But how do we begin the process of picking up the pieces and taking our country back?
Well, you have to start by draining the swamp in your own backyard. And I've said this time and time again, is that, you know, not only did, I think it was Chris Wallace, coin the phrase, all politics is local, but nothing could be more true. All politics is local. And where tyranny feeds itself is in your school boards and in your local school administration. You've got so many administrators in your school district. No wonder why the teachers are crying poor. It's because the administrators are making six figures and more. So it really starts at your school boards. It starts at your local city council. Why do you think the Democrats wanted the commissioner's race so bad and stole it from Stavros? Well, it's because if they could find 10 votes to keep their power, they certainly found 10 votes to keep their power, didn't they?
So good
point. The Democrats
point.
Fight at the local level much harder than we do. And we need to take our focus so intently off of D.C. and what's going on there and really start to build from the ground up.
But I want to ask you, for instance, here in Nevada, we've got a system that's clearly broken, a voting system. We have 139, quote, discrepancies, and the registrar of voters can't determine who won that District C race. So the question is, does it begin there? Does it, even running for election to a county commission post is you know, with AB4 and ballot harvesting and mail-in ballot, it's a challenge. How do we begin that process?
Well, you start by working with your local Republicans who have been elected. You know, we gained seats here, thankfully, in Nevada, and they start writing election integrity laws and let the Democrats shoot it down. Let the Democrats go on record for not wanting election. God knows they don't want border security. Why the hell would they want election security? Both of them empower them. The lack of border security empowers Democrats. The lack of election security empowers Democrats. So the Republicans have to fight and fight hard and get on the record and start taking some action. You know, I had plenty of Republicans 5 years ago tell me that, you know, they didn't believe that, you know, that voter fraud was widespread. You know, so, and don't let's not forget that, you know, it was the Republicans who gave illegal aliens driver's licenses. Brilliant. Very, very brilliant, because those end up on the voter rolls. But nonetheless, we have to fight back, and we have to fight smart, and we have to start writing bills, and we have to get the Democrats on record for being as radical as they are. We already know that, but we've got one hell of a fight, because the elections are dirty. The elections are dirty. So it's going to have to be a state-by-state issue for election integrity. And if your state's not working for you on that behalf, you find a new state.
I want to ask you about Texas. I want to talk about Florida. There are states where the message has gotten through. But the question is, how can we make Nevada like a Florida, let's say?
You start electing more Republicans at the local level so they can be groomed into the state level. We have to start, again, building up what we lost. We made some gains. But when in 2018, and I'll tell you that the 16 election was stolen, and I'll tell you that the 18 election was stolen, and I can sure as hell tell you that the 2020 election was stolen here in this state, you know, tens of thousands of people voted that shouldn't have voted. And that would have swung the election, especially those small races and the commission races. So we have to really just fight back at the local level and just start really paying attention to our own backyard and getting into the Chamber of Commerce and using any sort of network you can to have influence over local politics. And if you can run, run.
Who is it that's going to lead us out of this darkness? And is it Donald J. Trump or is it somebody else?
Ourselves. We, as individuals, will lead us out of this darkness. We need to stop looking at others to fix everything. There's so much rotten in Denmark that it's bled into our own backyard.
Do we need a purge of the Republican Party?
Oh, I think that there are Republicans that are definitely going to be primaried. Absolutely. And I think that for far too long, the George Bush Republican Party has ruined enough.